Lifespring Media, bringing the message of hope, love, and good news since 2004. Thanks for your support. And now, on with the show.
Lifespring Weekend Music Show number 84. All right, it is Independence Day weekend, 4th of July here in the United States, and I just want to wish you a happy 4th of July. All right, now before we get into the show, I just wanted to say thank you to 1-800-PET-MEDS for helping to sponsor the Lifespring Media. Now, there are some great things you need to know about 1-800-PET-MEDS. You can save on your pet's medications. All major brands and prescriptions are in stock. You can get great savings, fast service, and free shipping at 1-800-PET-MEDS when you use my code, which is LIFE, when you check out. So check it out, 1-800-PET-MEDS, if you've got a dog, if you've got a cat, if they need any kind of medications, but also any pet grooming things or anything like that. So enough with 1-800-PET-MEDS, but I want to say thanks to those guys, and check them out, 1-800-PET-MEDS.com. So how are you doing this weekend? Are you by the grill? Are you barbecuing? Are you by the pool? What are you doing this weekend? Well, as I was preparing this week's Lifespring show, which was on the power of the tongue, in other words, the fact that the tongue, our words, are more powerful than a locomotive. I found so much great music as I was looking for music to go along with that. We're going to start off with Slough, with Act Upon My Love from the album called Weight of Words. Yeah! But I just said that.
I always knew it, but I couldn't do it. I never thought that I would ever get through it. I never dreamed that things would turn out this way. I couldn't take it, but I had to make it. Too many years of trying to fake it, and so it seemed that my world would change that day. Given the choice between comfort and pain, nothing to lose and so much to gain, well, I decided on my love. Said than done, but then again, what isn't, baby? Given the choice between comfort and pain, nothing to lose and so much to gain. Well, I decided to rise above and act there's a better way. Keep your chin up high, it's worth another try. Don't you know, tomorrow is a brand new day. The one that I've been dreaming of, it's you, baby, it's you. One moon, lovely to look at, two lips that ought to be kissed, and three words tell you that I love you. One look, that's all it took, as two hearts found permanent bliss, and three words tell me you love me too. If we should say that we've had our time, let's leave it behind, who would believe us? The world's gonna change, I know that may be, but I can't believe you still love me. One day we'll build a home, but tonight we're here alone. Just three words tell you that I love you. Say that we've had our time, let's leave it behind, who would believe us? The world's gonna change, I know that may be, but I can't believe you still love me. One day we'll build a home, but tonight we're here alone. Just three words tell you that I love you. I love you.
was a summer night and I was sleeping. The moon was out, my head was beaming. Looked at my dreams like they were gold. Amazing feelings draw within me. All my conflicts slip beneath me, like the spirit of a song, or like the feeling of a lover in your arms. But ever since that night and after, dreams I had I can't recapture, and it brings me down so low. The more I search, the less I find. The more I look, the more I'm blind. Like a melody so young, hanging on the tip of the tongue. If I wait long enough now, will you come to me? Will you come to me? So far away, but right beside me. Will you come to me? Will you follow me home? When we first met, we were so young. We played out past the setting sun in a world of make-believe. Wooden forts and magic beams. Silly thoughts and silly dreams. How we said we'd never change. But somehow life got in the way. Way back then, and even now, I still love you. I don't know how. You got magic in your eyes. Underneath our conversation, in our thoughts, our contemplations, there's a feeling left unsung, hanging on the tip of the tongue. If I wait long enough now, will you come to me? Will you come to me? So far away, but right beside me. Will you come to me? Will you come to me? If I wait long enough now, will you come to me? Will you come to me? So far away, right beside me. Will you come to me? Will you follow me?
That was the Donnas Trio with The Tip of My Tongue. And before that, there was Three Words with, well, actually, it was the Gas House Gorillas with Three Words. So the first one, of course, was the Star Spangled Banner. And then we had Act Upon My Love from Slough, which was from the album of The Weight of Words. And then we had Three Words with the Gas House Gorillas and Tip of the Tongue with the Donnas Trio. Wonder what that's all about. I want to thank again one of my other sponsors, and this is the one that I first brought on to Lifespring Media because I believe so much in what they're doing. It's Covenant Eyes. And did you know that surveys show that at least 70% of men and 21% of women struggle with online pornography? Internet pornography and the secret life it creates can destroy relationships, families, and marriages. You could escape the temptation by removing the secrecy of the internet with Covenant Eyes accountability software. It's a great deal. If you use the promo code LIFESPRING, when you sign up there, you will get 1 free month to try out the service and see if it works for you. I know it will. If you've got a problem with internet pornography, one of the problems is that you think that nobody's looking. Well, if you have an accountability partner that knows where you're going, you're just probably going to say, you know what, it's not worth going to that website because I'm going to have to explain to my partner, my accountability partner, and it can be anybody that you choose, but I'm going to have to explain why I went to that website. Well, chances are you're not going to want to do that. And I'm telling you, it works for lots and lots and lots of people. So check it out at CovenantEyes.com. Use the promo code LIFESPRING and you'll get one free month. And that's a good deal. And it can really help to save your family, your relationships, and everything else. Let's start off the music again here with Paul and Storm with The Words.
Go ahead. Make sure you get as much fret squeak as possible in this, okay, Storm?
Yeah, let's see.
I just can't seem to find the words to tell you just how much you mean to me. So, forget it. You'll never know how beautiful and wonderful and special for you are. 'Cause I can't tell you. Just forget it. I can't afford to buy you diamonds or fancy things, so I won't. Last night while you slept next to me, I finally had found the perfect words to say I love you. You couldn't hear me 'cause you were sleeping. Now I forgot them, so just forget.
We let too much time go by since we had that stupid fight.
I just love Deborah Arlen's voice, don't you? I've played Deborah Arlen several times on the show, and that's a new one for the show, Words I Never Meant.
I love you. No matter how many times I tell you what you mean to me. Words don't seem to say it. Can't express the way that I feel. Words ain't enough to tell you. Not forgetting all those tears. We've been so good together, and I know we always win. Words ain't enough to tell the way I feel about you. Words ain't enough to tell you how much I love.
Pressure is increasing, but it's still below the levels that we see in winter storms. We're up by 13 millibars from where we were before, and it weakens as it moves in from the shore. Please, Carol, let me talk, 'cause I got something to say. Oh, please, Carol, let me talk. Oh. won't you let me do my job? I'm trying to explain that once the pressure builds, the storm will fizzle out. I'm sorry if your feeble brain can't follow what I say, but I have dumbed this down as far as I will go. So please, Carol, let me talk, 'cause I got something to say. Oh, please, Carol, let me talk. Oh. Might not take a weatherman to know which way the wind blows, or to tell you that it's sunny in Palm Springs, but that's not why I'm here. Yeah, I went to school for years so that I could tell you more about these things. I got something to say. Oh, please, Carol, just let me talk. Oh,
Josh Woodward with Carol, Let Me Talk. Before that was the Mike Anderson Band with Words Ain't Enough. And speaking of words, and of course that is the theme today, words and talking and speaking and stuff like that there. And some people have a way with words and some people not have way. Heard Steve Martin say that long time ago. Anyway, speaking of words, are you a fan of Grammar Girl? She does one of the most popular podcasts in the world. Mignon Fogarty is a Grammar Girl. She's a very, very sweet girl. I've met her, woman, I guess I should say. Well, she calls herself girl, so, you know, she's a sweet girl. But I've met her several times at different events with Podcast Expo and things like that. Very nice. And anyway, she has a new book coming out called Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. If you are a writer of any kind, whether it's books or school papers, or if you're a blogger, Grammar Girl has this new book, and it's actually the release date, I believe, is July 8th or 9th. But you can go and you can purchase this. You can pre-order from the website, from my website, from the Lifespring store. Just go to lifespringmedia.com and you'll find the link for the Lifespring store there. And I've got Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing there. Also, she has an audio version of that book. Plus, there is the Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips Guide to Clean Up Your Writing. That's an audiobook as well. And you can get all of those at the Lifespring store at lifespringmedia.com. And of course, that helps because everything that you buy from the Amazon store after you visit the Lifespring store, everything that you buy after that from Amazon, at least on that visit, helps out Lifespring Media. And so that's a good thing.
Your toxic words are like rain to me, and I'll rise above them like a thirsty flower, drinking your words, forcing me taller with every sip. Using each drop to grow wiser, but I won't retaliate. I don't believe in hate. would sooner drown the rain on you. But that doesn't stop you raining on me. Drip, drop, drip, drop, drip, drop, raining on me. Now your intentional silence forms a cloud over me.
To speak our minds, still the voices echo. We'll be the first in line to step from their shadow. It's just a matter of time till one takes the blame and ends this long heartbreak that we can't explain. We can't go on living like this. Days go by without your kiss between the earth and the stars. Words apart. Thank you. swallow silence with breakfast. No kiss goodbye at the door. A force we can't get past, 'cause love is such the heavy chore. Seems like forever time has stood still. Let the void only you can fill. Look up and let down your guard. Words apart.
Gene Loveland with just Words Apart. And yeah, you know, so many times when we are having disagreements with people, we really are only just words apart. A couple of words, I'm sorry. That can do wonders. Words apart. Before that was Kelly Mueller with Your Words. And before I get out of here, I do have one more song to play for you by Olwen Ringrose. Lost for Words. But before I get out of here, I just want to encourage you to remember what Independence Day is all about. It's great to have the barbecues and the time with the family and the fireworks and all that. But remember that Independence Day is a day that we celebrate our freedom here in the United States. I was on Twitter just a couple of seconds ago. Let me see if I can read to you what a poster said. I'm not going to even tell you who it was. But let's see, he says, and it's Independence Day coming up in the USA. So we can expect, so let's all celebrate freedom with some explosions. Irony? Anyone? This person sees irony in explosions and freedom. I don't see any irony in that at all. When you are subject to a tyrannical ruling dictator or king, and you say, I want my independence, I want to be free from your rules, your rule, your iron hand, your taxes, and that's a whole nother subject, that king, that dictator, authority doesn't just say, oh, well, okay, independence is fought for and won. And it takes explosions most of the time. So there's no irony there. And, you know, I'm proud of this country. I'm proud of the independence that we fought for and won. And it breaks my heart to no end that we are losing so many of our freedoms each and every day. And I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm going to stand up and say, let's celebrate our freedom. And let's not forget how we got it. And let's protect it. Here's my good friend Olwen Ringrose from the UK. Have a great weekend. All right. Well, have a great weekend. Be safe. I want to see you with all of your fingers and toes that you have today on the next week when I talk to you again. So until next time, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
If you want to hear more stuff like this, you got to help Steve. How to do it over at lifespringmedia.com. So go over there now, right?